Yeah, it feels like it's been a very increasingly productive debate in the CCW. It's been good today to see more sort of perhaps distinctiveness in the positions being put forward by states, and I think that's something that we really need to see over the period ahead. Quite like the comment at the end about the objectives and purposes of the CCW, particularly because that does draw our attention to restrictions and prohibitions, and I think that should be in our mind when we think about how we approach definitions. Of course, a framework of sort of regulation on one category can include prohibitions on subcategories of that unit. In the same way that the CCW, in a way, regulates incendiary weapons by applying certain prohibitions on their use. So I think this issue of how these categories fit together is going to be significant and reflects a little bit some of the comments in the previous session regarding orientations to definitions from some delegations. There was an aspect of the question from the UK that I didn't respond to, which is about potential for technologies in these areas to apply force more narrowly and more specifically to targets. And I think we may have found a little area of agreement there. I think there is some potential that technologies in these areas can actually narrow the way in which force is being applied. And whilst not suggesting that that in itself should be used as a justification for an expansion of autonomy and critical functions in a way that removes the human control, I think we can recognize some utility there. Yeah, maybe finally, I thought it was obviously helpful to get the substantive input from the US comments, and I recognize we have a bit of a difference in terms of our preference for terminology in this area, even though there's some areas perhaps of overlap in terms of our thinking on it. I guess thinking about judgment, my feeling would be judgment without a capacity to turn that judgment into influence over the weapon system. Its control is perhaps not in itself enough. I think it was South Africa yesterday that referred to necessary human control. So maybe we could say necessary human judgment and control and split the difference and leave it at that. Thanks very much.